Hey, sexy. Today's Sunday, which can only mean one thing. It's time for Naughty Get to Know Night, that monthly show where you ask me naughty questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many naughty questions to get to, so let's jump right into it, shall we? The first naughty question I have is from Anonymous, and it says, "Hey Knight, I was just wondering, are you celebrating No Nut November this year? Love you. Thanks." I am. I have celebrated it a couple of times. I'm also doing No Shave November too. I don't think I celebrated it all the way last year, as people have reminded me, but I have in years past. And I figured I might as well do it for this year too, just to see, add a little bit of spice to the audios. So, anyway. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, "Do you fuck with your glasses on?" I don't make a habit of doing that. Have I ever fucked with my glasses on? Probably for some amount of time, but yeah, on the whole, I don't really fuck with my glasses on. I don't really wear my glasses as often as I probably should be. But yeah, I definitely probably have once, but I don't make a habit of doing it. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, "If she moans when she's sucking your dick, what do you say that's a turn on for you? By the way, I love all of your audios." Yeah, for sure. 100%. I would say she moans when she's sucking my dick. That'd be a huge turn on for me. I think I just love hearing her moan. I think moans are just fucking sexy. They just sound so good. And moaning with something in your mouth, I think, sounds even better. So yeah, I think moans are definitely a huge turn on. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, "Hey Kay, I know absolutely nothing about this, but I've always wanted to know, what the fuck are blue balls? I mean, I know they're not actually blue, but what causes it? Does it hurt? It doesn't sound like it'd be all that pleasant." No, they're not. It's definitely, yeah, it definitely sucks. Like, what are blue balls? It's basically when a man gets really close or just like very excited, and then basically doesn't come. It's just like a tension, or like it just feels achy. Like you need, like you're like, you were so close, and like your body like clearly wants to, you to come, but like you're not going to. So it just like kind of aches. Everything feels like tight, and yeah, I think that's the best way of explaining blue balls. Yeah, it only happens when you get really, 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 really close, and then someone basically makes it so you didn't come. At least that's the only time I've experienced blue balls. So I guess probably after this audio, I'll have blue balls. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Hi, Kay. This is from Anonymous, by the way. Hi, Kay. I hope you're doing well. I was wondering if you ever recorded any more audios with peeing or piss kink. I understand it's not everyone's thing, but I think those couple of audios you've done in the past were really great. And I know others agree. Love all your content. I hope you have a great rest of your day." Oh, thank you so much. I would definitely, I haven't recorded any more, but I would definitely record more in the future if that's something that people wanted. Clearly, someone wants it, so I might record another one at some point. But if it's something that people really want, of course, I'll make more of it. But yeah, I would gladly make another one. I think I have like a couple ideas just in the back of my head. So thank you so much for the question. I really appreciated it. Let's see. Samantha asks, what's your opinion on nipple piercings on your partner? Pretty to look at, fun to play with. I'd say both. I've had partners that have had their nipples pierced, and I've really enjoyed it. I definitely think it's like, it's definitely fun, and it definitely looks great, and I'm definitely a fan. So I'd say yes to both. Fun to look at, and even more fun to play with. Thank you so much for the question, Samantha. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you ever been with a girl who can't come from penetration alone? Is it frustrating? In a case like that, would you provide clit stimulation during sex, or would you expect her to do that herself? Well, let me start from the beginning. Yeah, I definitely have been with girls who can't come from penetration alone. Is it frustrating? Not at all. And do I? Yeah, of course. I mean, even if you don't come from, like, even if you can come from penetration, external, like, stimulation is definitely, I think it's worth doing. and I'm definitely a fan of multiple points of stimulation. So like penetration and then exterior stimulation and then like nipple play or some other form of like, you want to be like stimulating as much as you can. At least I try to. So I think I answered that question. I'm fairly certain. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you prefer eating pussy or sucking tits? Can we also get a nipple sucking audio in the future? I mean, it's so hard. Eating pussy or sucking tits, which is the better one? Man, I don't know. It's so hard. Like, both. I would want both. Why do I have to pick one? I don't want to pick one. My reaction is I want both. Probably eating pussy. Like, I want to suck tits. Like, sucking tits is great, but I like eating pussy, I think, is probably better. So sucking, yeah. I mean, yeah, eating pussy. I'm going to say eating pussy. And can you get a nipple sucking audio in the future? Yeah, I mean, I would love to have more nipple sucking audios in the future. I just wish there was a better way to, like, convey the sound of, like, sucking nipples in an audio. But yeah, I'd definitely be down to have more nipple sucking and, like, reference the nipple sucking in audios. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, good morning, handsome. I hope you're doing well. I am. I appreciate you asking. Have you ever had sex with a phone? And if so, was it awkward? Yeah, I've had plenty of phone sex. None of it, as far as I remember, it was awkward. wait, then again, you're talking to someone who produces audio-based content. So I think talking to people over the phone in a sexual context is not very challenging for me, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I've had a lot of phone sex. It's been, for the most part, pretty enjoyable. Especially, like, kind of, like, guided stuff where you kind of walk someone through, like, what they should do and how they should do it and, like, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed the phone sex I've had. Is it my favorite way of having sex? Not my favorite, but it's not a bad way of having sex with someone. I mean, I prefer being physically with them, but in lieu of that, phone sex isn't that bad. So, I really appreciate the question. Thank you so much for asking. Anonymous asks, would you ever be into wax play? I have been into wax play. I don't personally like it on myself, but I've had a lot of partners who have. I've bought a lot of candles that were meant for wax play, and it's very fun but also very messy. It's like it's definitely interesting. But yeah, I have definitely played with wax, and it's fun. Wax is definitely fun to warn a partner. I don't mind it getting worn on me so much. Like, it's not the worst thing in the world, but yeah, I prefer to pour it onto someone than have it poured onto me. So Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Maya asks, hi Kay, I was just wondering if you ever used a realistic sex doll before. Thanks, I really appreciate it. No, Maya, I have never used a realistic sex doll. I don't think I've ever used a sex doll. I think the closest thing I've ever used is like a fleshlight, or like a sleeve or anything like that. Like, that's the most I've used, in terms of like a realistic simulation of like another person, you know? I don't know if I would ever use a realistic sex doll. Like, I think for me, it's just a little too uncanny. Besides like all the other things, like one, the cost, and two, yeah, I don't know if I'd want like a toy like that. Like, like I just prefer a human being way too much. Like, I don't know, a real pussy doesn't like come anywhere close to like a fleshlight, you know? So like, I can't imagine a doll being like all too much fun to fuck. But maybe I'm wrong, but yeah, I don't know. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Maya. I really appreciate it. Fuck. Anonymous asks, would you be excited to receive boudoir photography as a gift? Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I am definitely a photo guy. So if you want to send, like, images or, like, a picture or something, yeah, that's, like, my favorite. I think boudoir photography would be lovely as a gift to receive. Yeah, I would love that. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. I asks, do you prefer to come inside or on, in the mouth, inside, etc., on tits, on the face, on the stomach, etc.? So hard. I mean obviously my preference is probably to come in, either inside. I mean, I think my favorite is inside your pussy is definitely number one, and then mouth is number two. Actually, I don't know, I think it probably goes in pussy, on tits, on ass, on stomach. I like face. I love face, but I feel so like face feels so dangerous, because like it's only good if we're about to take a shower after, because like if I get in your hair, I feel so bad. I feel so guilty if I get in your hair, or if I get it in your eye. Like I'm trying to be accurate as best as I can be, but sometimes it fires further than I think it is, and like I can't be responsible for that. So I feel so bad with it. Like, my face would be higher, but I feel so guilty when I miss. So I don't know. But I definitely like face. Face is great. But yeah, nothing beats coming in a pussy. It just feels so fucking good. It just feels so good to just. So yeah, it's definitely number one for me. Yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Aya. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, this is more of a not safe for work question. Well, then you're in the right place. Why do you guys keep like to go when girls are sensitive? Not that it's a bad thing, I'm just wondering the thought process. P.S. You're amazing. I appreciate that. Thank you. Why do you guys like... I think we just love the sounds you make and the ways you move when you're coming. And we just want to keep that going. And we also know that you have the ability to come more than once, unlike us, who can only come once. And I don't know. It's just fun to keep... We know you're sensitive, and we know that it feels like a lot. But there's just something about you squirming, and the fact that, yeah, I don't know, you just, there's just something about it. We just want to keep going. We want to keep, like, stimulating you. Because also it feels so fucking good, and, like, we're just, like, all we want to do is keep going. We don't want to stop. We will if you need us to, but it's just so tempting to keep going and keep stimulating you, so. I think that's the answer. I appreciate the question, Anonymous. Thank you so much. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, have you ever had a moment of walking through the door and throwing someone on the bed kind of sex, or is that just the movies? I've definitely had that, more in hotel rooms than anything else. I think when you haven't seen your partner in a while and then you like get to see them in a hotel, I think that's when I've had the wildest sex, like the kind of like aggressive, like we can't wait till we get off the elevator kind of sex, because it's just been so long and we don't get very long together. We get like a day or two and then I gotta go or you gotta go, and so it's like, oh okay, well this is what we got. So that's when that kind of happens for me. But yeah, it's not just in the movies, it's definitely in real life too. So thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. I'll do one more question. How do you feel about women who scratches your back and women that grab your throat during sex? I love both those things. You can scratch my back, you can grab my throat, you can do whatever the fuck you want. So yeah, I would say yes to all of those things. Yes to all of the above. 100%. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Fuck. I hate November. I have to wait. I don't even know how many fucking days. Before you ask, here's the answer. Yes, I have been good. I've been patient. I'm going to be patient till the end of the month. So at the end of the month, we can have an audio about how good and patient I was. Waiting until the end of the month. You're so lucky you don't have to wait. Because I know you're not waiting right now. Yeah, you're enjoying your November. You're enjoying your November. It feels like you are. Oh, I enjoy it too. So close. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, I'm being good. Even though it's really hard to be good. I could be irresponsible and just stroke it a little bit too hard or a little bit too fast. But I won't. Even if I get blue balls. But you know what it is now. Yeah, look at that. Fuck. Oh, yeah, just like that. Fuck. You can come. Yeah, you're allowed to come. Oh, yes, you are. Fuck, you don't have to be good. No, don't be good. Because I want you to. Yeah, come for me. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Oh my god, yeah, I am. Fuck. Oh, let's come. Oh, come for me. Oh, that's a good girl. Oh, that's a good girl. Yeah, I was good. I didn't come. Only 25 more days left. Oh, I'm sorry, 24. Well, if you have a question you'd like me to answer for Nautica tonight, feel free. There's a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever you like. Anyway, have a good night. I hope you have a great rest of your night. I'll talk to you later, sexy. Bye now.